This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Consumer debt in America was up 14% in March compared to a year earlier, and we'll get more data today on what we owe. That's debt that could be getting more expensive with interest rates being jacked up. A lot of debt, but can we pay it back? Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
The concern here is whether consumers will have the cash they need to pay back their loans if interest rates and prices both continue to rise. Peter Alden is CEO of Bay State Savings Bank in Massachusetts.
Rents are going up, costs are going up, and there's going to be some delinquency down the road.
To be clear, this isn't a problem right now. The job market is strong. Many people still have plenty of savings. And Alden says delinquencies are at historic lows. But
the concern is, as costs go up, what is 6 or 12 months down the road going to look like?
Even though the economy is in pretty good shape right now, banks are making preparations in case things go south. Dominic Miartan is CEO of Optus Bank in South Carolina. He says it's setting aside a bigger buffer in case existing loans go bad.
At Optus Bank, we have definitely contributed more to our loan loss reserve and are looking at actually budgeting for contributing even more so in the coming quarters.
He says the bank is also getting a lot stricter when it comes to making new loans. That means giving borrowers less leeway.
We're definitely not cutting any corners now. We may not have tightened our standards, but we're being a lot more frugal with our exceptions.
Lenders aren't just keeping an eye on consumer credit. They're also watching for whether businesses have the cash flow they need. David Reiling is CEO of Sunrise Banks in Minnesota. He says businesses are feeling a lot of pressure this year from rising wages and supply chain problems.
A business only makes money when it's selling something and it can collect the cash for it. And so if you can't sell anything, if you don't have that product, boy, it's really difficult to survive.
One sector that Reiling is keeping an eye on is commercial real estate. For instance, if remote work pushes businesses to end their leases this year, building owners might have trouble paying their loans. And if that happens,
the bank is likely to reach out to them within 30, 60 days, have a conversation about what's going on in that building. What are their attempts to lease it up? Where are their rents at? Do they have more leases that are expiring?
Reiling says banks are likely to have a lot of those conversations with their clients if the economy starts to dip. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.